This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. A while back, I read Christopher Isherwood's memoir, My Guru and His Disciple. It's an account of Isherwood's relationship with Swami Prabhadananda, the Hindu monk who was his spiritual mentor and friend for more than 30 years. I was surprised to learn that Christopher Isherwood, who is perhaps best known for writing the Berlin Stories, which was the basis for the musical and movie Cabaret, lived for years in Swami Prabhavananda's monastery in Los Angeles and considered becoming a monk himself. The book is interesting for many reasons, but I was particularly struck by Isherwood's passing remark of his cigarette smoking. He wrote, "I had given up the habit with difficulty in 1941 because I was upset by my parting from Vernon and wanted to raise my morale by asserting my willpower." I was fascinated by this brief remark. He wanted to raise his morale by asserting his willpower. We usually think of an effort like quitting smoking as something that's demanding, draining, and a big drag. And it is, of course. But it's also interesting to see that an effort like that is also a morale booster. And it's true. Whenever we ask something big of ourselves and follow through, we get a big boost in our sense of self-efficacy, our sense of control over ourselves. One thing that has surprised me in my work life is that sometimes when I'm feeling very overloaded, I feel better when I tackle something big and new. There's an energy and excitement that comes from a new challenge. Although it's always tempting to think, I'm doing too much. I'm so stressed out. I can't ask this of myself. I need to do less. But sometimes it may be that asking more of ourselves will actually make us feel more competent, more energized, and less stressed. Surprising, but true. Sometimes we can raise morale by asserting our willpower. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.